This is Loud Wire Nights.
Well, I'm Chuck, and I hope you had a great weekend filled with basketball and John Wick, because really, that was about all that was happening in the world, right? I gotta be honest, if that's what every weekend was about, John Wick and basketball, I'd be a pretty happy guy. Actually, this weekend was even better than all that, because on Friday, we got our hands on another lost track from Linkin Park and Meteora called Fighting Myself. I'm gonna have that for you here in a little bit, along with a couple of old school anniversary celebrations for Rat and Scorpions. But first things first, it's Monday, which means it's time to unveil the winner of last week's Album of the Week poll. And this was a close one. It was Limp Bizkit, which meant you had to pick a studio album from everywhere, from $3 Bill Y'all to Still Sucks. But it really came down to the wire between Significant Other and Chocolate Starfish. I think some of you just wanted to hear me play Hot Dog on the radio. But the winner ended up being Significant Other, their second album that came out in 1999. And we open with the first song most of us heard from that album. Celebrating the Limp Bizkit Album of the Week, this is Nookie. It's Loudwire Nights. Loudwire Nights and Wood from Alice in Chains. Metallica does a really beautiful cover of that one. If you've never heard that, I'm gonna try to sneak that into a Mission Metallica coming up soon. My name is Chuck, and coming up in this hour, I've got a new one from Pop Evil, quite possibly the best Nine Inch Nails song ever, and a celebration for another birthday boy. Right now, it's Bad Omens. This is Just Pretend. It's on Loudwire Nights.
This show rocks.
So you can too.
5 nights a week, every Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight.
Loudwire Nights, and that is Crawling, opening up this hour of nothing but Linkin Park as we celebrate the life and legacy of Chester Bennington. On March 20th, 1976, 47 years ago today, Bennington was born. Now, there's no denying he was one of the most respected and recognizable voices in rock and roll. And I don't just say that, you know, trying to spout off some official jargon or anything like that. I say that as the kid who sat at the lunch table in high school with the booklet from my Hybrid Theory CD, memorizing the lyrics to every single song. I say that as the kid who, every chance I got, I tried to scream and sing like Chester. No matter how bad I sounded, I tried. I know I'm not alone in this. And so when we lost him in 2017, it was devastating. But tonight, we are not dwelling on the sad part of the story. We are celebrating the beauty and the power of Chester Bennington and all he gave to the world through Linkin Park, including the opening track to Hybrid Theory, that first album that introduced Linkin Park to all of us. This is Paper Cut. It's Loudwire Nights. There is no question in my mind. This is my favorite moment on radio, anywhere, anytime. Mission Metallica, 3 back-to-back tracks from Mighty Metallica, and tonight, I decided to help get us all in the mood to see Metallica live this year. Hopefully by now you know Metallica have a brand new album, 72 Seasons, set for release on Friday, April 14th, just a couple of weeks away. Not long after that, Metallica, they're going to kick off their worldwide tour in support of the album. The tour is called the M72 Tour, and it's going to hit several cities first in Europe and then in the States. And in each city, they're playing 2 nights, no repeats, 2 nights of unique, epic shows with Metallica. You can grab details on the tour and start planning your road trips. Grab all those details on the Loudwire app. And like I said, I want to help get us all in the mood for that. So tonight's Mission Metallica is all live Metallica. And we're heading to the other side of the planet, to Melbourne, Australia, for a serving of some old school tracks, opening with the classic from Kill 'Em All, live in Australia on March 1st, 2013. This is Hit the Lights. Your Mission Metallica starts now on Loudwire Nights.
Improving post-workday moods with all the rock that matters for years. Loudwire Nights.
Priest on Loudwire Nights. I've always loved Priest, but I've only gotten to see them live once. It was Ozfest 2004. Black Sabbath headline, Slipknot and Lamb of God played the second stage. Superjoint Ritual was somewhere in the mix, I think. But Priest, man, Ozzy was really good to them, gave them a pretty long set, long enough for them to do a few encores, and they actually closed the night with that one, You've Got Another Thing Coming, which, listen, if you're only going to see Priest once like me, I got to say, that's a pretty amazing way for them to close things out. And speaking of Ozfest, I've got some Ozzy up next, a special collaboration he did with one of the greatest guitarists ever.
Loudwire Nights. Tell your friends this is the show you listen to.
And they should too.
5 nights a week. Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. Loudwire Nights rocks.